about War Bucket Audio.
I've never even heard of it.
Which music did you like best on War Bucket Audio?
I don't know who War Bucket Audio is.
What's the funniest part on War Bucket Audio?
What the hell is War Bucket Audio?
What's your favorite part of War Bucket Audio?
Nothing.
How much do you like War Bucket Audio?
I don't know what it is.
Do you listen to War Bucket Audio? No.
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 No. No.
What?
War Bucket Audio. The greatest show ever.
Hello and welcome back to War Bucket Audio. I will go ahead and start this show off with a nice apology. I'm recently getting over a nice sore throat, cold, and sickness and illness because I'm a sissy. And also, me being in college going into finals week, I haven't had a lot of time to work on this. So I'm going to try and make this as good as possible, hopefully as quick as possible as well. And even though I do this every single show, I would like to thank everybody who had emailed me. Anything, any comments or criticism or anything like that. Also the people who emailed me topics they just wanted to talk about. So I once again thank you for them. Also I'd like to thank everybody who critiqued Dr. Lego. I realized we had a volume issue on the last time. Hopefully that will get worked out. And hopefully we'll also get Dr. Lego back on the show again for some more Warcraft 3 news. So without any more introductions, I'm sure you guys know what you're listening to. So I'll shoot you straight over some gaming news. Recently, I've picked up a copy of the new Soul Calibur 2 for the Xbox. I guess I'll just let you guys know right off the bat that I'm probably one of the worst Soul Calibur players that ever roamed the land. Now, unless you've been living under a rock for the past 6 months, pretty much everybody knows each console got their own unique character. Xbox getting Spawn, the GameCube getting Link or Zelda, I'm not sure which one's which, and then the PlayStation, well, the PlayStation users got Jip because they got Hitachi or whatever that guy's name is, which they could just use him on Tekken, but for some reason they decided to stick him in Soul Calibur. So not that that makes a huge ordeal, definitely won't make me go out and buy it. Graphically speaking, the game is pretty amazing. Not too many fighters are definitely going to rank up graphically on this one, which was the same case with the Dreamcast version. And they were also smart enough to reach out to their general audience, being the males, and decided to take some Dead or Alive concepts and make some girls' boobs flop around and everything like that, so that was kind of cute. But as for myself, I never really got into Soul Calibur. I love Tekken, like I thought it was a great game, but Soul Calibur, it always seemed like everybody's moves were pretty much the same, like button-wise, combo-wise, and everything like that. And I thought it was kind of cheap, but a lot of it just turns into button mashing. It's probably just me because everybody loved the Dreamcast version. They've died for that game, and I just was, like, unamused at all. So, but I'm sure it's a great game, but as for me, bleh. Barut, spelled B-U-R-U-T, has started accepting applications for beta testers for their new first-person shooter named Creed. This game, it kind of looks like Doom 3 in a sense. Haven't really read too much into it, but it does look pretty amazing. You guys should go check it out if you just head over to Barut.ru. You can sign up for the beta there. Sony has decided to shock and awe the world by following the motto, if you can't beat them, join them, by announcing the Lords of EverQuest. Now, I say they're just following this motto soon because when I first saw the screenshots, I was like, ooh, look, it's an expansion for Warcraft 3, because it looks just like Warcraft 3. I mean, even on the box itself, there's a nice big angry orc there, and off to the side, there's another human. I mean, come on, at least if you're gonna copy it, try and hide it. Don't let everybody know what you're trying to do. The whole engine itself just looks like Warcraft 3. Although it sounds somewhat impressive, considering they said they have 15 playable races, although it'll probably end up being something like Age of Empires, where there's just like a billion different races, but they're all pretty much the same one. So in reality, it's Age of Empires meets Warcraft 3. I suppose why think of a good idea when we could just take someone else's. So I guess the gaming news river is running rather dry for me this week. I apologize, but realize I've been in a bat cave for the past week, but it did not totally void video games out of my life for the past week. Fry went to a place where all gamers come together and reminisce with each other, like zoo animals that have been released back to their natural habitat. That's right, it's time for the story of the LAN party. Ah, LAN parties. Yeah, you know that thing that when your girlfriend says, "Hey, where you going?" and you don't want to tell her? It's either that or your friends who don't play games are like, "You're taking your computer to do what?" Yeah, those are what I'm talking about, those LAN parties. What respectable gamer does not love them? And it's really nice because at LAN parties you can find all types. It is a zoo of gamers is what it is, because you will find any type of gamer at a LAN party. Now, I see LAN parties as self-esteem boosters, because the people that this place holds, you look at them and you think to yourself, you know what, as bad as I'll get, I'll never be that bad. Because they have those people that you read about or hear about or like see pictures of and never really seen in real life. But that's the place where you meet these people. Like, there's the one really large fat guy. It doesn't matter how cold this place is, he's going to be sweating. And he's going to be sweating on everything. But this guy is the fucking tech genius. Or at least he thinks he is the tech genius. Doesn't matter what it is. This man has the fucking solution for everything. Anything from a little power outage to why your motherboard's only getting 4.52 volts of electricity instead of 4.55. Then there's the guy who, he doesn't go to that LAN party to play games. In fact, nobody even knows he's there. And you're not going to know he's there until you're just sitting there, you're not even playing the game at the time, you're talking to your friend, and all of a sudden, you see your hard drive light just start flashing like crazy. That's because all he does is he brings his computer there, leeches as much MP3s or porn as he can, and then leaves. Just a fucking little leech. Another group of characters. Now, these people, they don't come alone. They move in herds. And what it is, they usually find a spot, and they try to seclude themselves from everyone else. And these are the Counter-Strike fucking monkeys that just sit around. All they want to play is Counter-Strike. Even though that fucking shitty-ass game is about 5 years old now, knowing they don't give a shit. They're going to fucking play that game. They're going to play their little hearts out. And they are so hardcore when they play this. And this is a true story, I shit you not, where all these people next to me were playing Counter-Strike, and these monkeys are sitting there playing, and one guy flips out because he's afraid the guy next to me is going to look at his screen. So his little monkey friend fucking runs out, gets a garbage can lid, and puts it up behind him so the guy who's sitting next to me could not see his screen. How fucking pathetic is that? Now, the people that I think are the greatest at these gamer zoos, and every zoo has one of these guys, it's the guy who brings his girlfriend. And she doesn't even want to be there. If she isn't reading a book, she's on someone else's computer talking on AIM or playing solitaire. And he realizes she does not want to be here, but that doesn't matter. He has brought her there to let all the other males know that he is the alpha male. He has found his mate, and he wants everyone to know because he is cool, damn it. It doesn't matter that the girl's 4'7" and weighs 230. This motherfucker's big pimpin'. I have these tropical fruit Starburst jelly beans, and they are the fucking shit. Especially at that LAN party, I was the fucking shit with these things there. Yeah, they definitely did the trick. But, man, those fucking Counter-Strike monkeys, like, I can't begin to explain the patheticness of these fucking monkeys. The complexity they put themselves into for this stupid fucking 5-year-old game. Ugh, I could just keep going on and on the complexity. And then it's sad to see the complexity of all these other games that are put in there. And things used to be so simple. Games were a lot less stressful back in the day when we didn't have to worry about downloading a script for the game or setting key bindings or why you just told your orcs to go one way, now they're going another way. It wasn't that hard. And I think you guys know what I'm talking about. Oh yeah, you guys know what that song is. And if you don't know what that song is, you shouldn't be listening to this part of the show, because you definitely are not going to be able to appreciate this part. Like, back in the day, nobody had to download a patch to fix a problem. Nobody had to rewrite their config file or change a value in the config in order to get something working. You want to know what someone did in order to get a game working in the past? They took the cartridge out of the Nintendo system, blew into the cartridge, put it in, shook it around, did a voodoo dance, and the thing worked fine. You know what else is funny? Back in the day, Tetris took one man to make it. Doom took three men to make it in roughly around $150,000. Cost to make Unreal 2? More than likely far into the millions. Which did I play more? The point is, nowadays, games are so fucking complex that I'll play them for 3 minutes and I'm just fucking done with it. Because I want a game that's going to capture my interest, it'll keep me entertained, and something I can drop and pick right back up a month later and not have to worry about it. Here's a really good example. TNC Surf Design. Everybody fucking loved that game. So easy and so entertaining, it was crazy. Nowadays, a billy goat has a better chance of understanding quantum physics than a gamer has at some games. Make something entertaining. Stop making RPGs with crazy implementation that no one's ever done before. Like, make it so you could go wherever you want and take whatever you want, so you could get lost, forget what you were doing, get pissed, and throw the fucking thing out the window. That's right, fuck Morrowind. Well, that was very nice of me. Last week I mentioned how I wanted to get you guys incorporated in the show with some emails where you guys just ask me questions and I'll answer them on the show right here. So I'm going to start this off. Ben writes, "Well, I figure most of us gamers here like them, so I might as well ask. Do you like boobs? Sounds like a good question to me." Yes, Ben, that is a good question. And in answer to your question, guess what, Ben? I'm a male. I like boobs. Alright, so that kind of made me sound like a male chauvinistic pig. So, to the girls out there, I have found a haiku on the female breasts that I would like to read. This haiku is from Wonder Girl, some girl I found online. So here we go. Round, firm, tan. Not quite white, delicate, veiny. Thick blue veins like river over eggshell desert. Smooth, quiet. That's fucking sick. No one wants to hear about your blue vein tits. I'll kill two emails with one on this one. Bionod wanted to be mentioned. Magnus likes his dog. One can only speculate why he likes his dog. Stinky writes, "How about telling us what you think about the PC versus console war?" Well, Stink, I always thought the PC and consoles got along, and the fact that the consoles are fighting amongst each other, but I'll try to stick to your question rather than talking about a console war. They like each other. That's really it. Good question. Greg writes, "I know you probably don't play Diablo 2 anymore, if you ever did. I did, but I don't play anymore. But do you ever think there's going to be a 1.1 patch? They announced it over a year ago. Just wondering." Well, I did stop playing this game, but I'll go ahead and attempt to answer this. Personally, myself, I'd be shocked as shit if they actually decided to release a patch for Diablo 2, which was released back in 99, although they did kind of surprise me when they threw out a StarCraft patch, but still, what's the point nowadays? Everyone's just going to hack the fucking game anyways. Now, for the final email I'll read. Actually, this is a one, I forget how to pronounce her little name, but for now I think we're going to call her the Quake Girl. It's the girl that got mad at me from before for the whole saying that girls don't listen to my show. She is Quake Girl. And she really does bring up a pretty good argument. So, here it goes. Quake Girl writes, "I hate how game developers are so anxious to release a game that they forget to develop something worthy of being released. They have the whole, we'll release it now and spend the next year patching it. Yeah, that'll work. Attitude." And then she goes on talking about how Battlefield is a good example, and it really is a good example, because that game is one of the most amazing games I've played, and it would be even more amazing if they decided to patch it. And it does make sense, because the game does have a lot of potential. I think it actually started with Unreal 2 and the Gathering Developers publisher that let developers just say, release it when it's done, and then I guess when the evil stepmother of publishing known as EA took over the whole fucking world of publishing, they just get that shit right out and they don't care if it works or not. Unfortunately, that's just how it's gonna be. And on that note, that's all I've got for emails. Well, that's going to go ahead and wrap it up for me on this week's show, if you want to call it a week's show. Anyway, so I'll apologize now for not having Dr. Lego in the show. Unfortunately, he had a lot of family and friends in this town, so he didn't have a lot of time to do this or a strip or anything like that, so once again, I do apologize. Now, keep in mind, guys, I'm coming into finals week, so the next show is probably going to be a little late, much like this one was. I do apologize for that again. Also, please do send me any emails of any topics you feel like me answering or talking about on the show as well. I'll be more than happy to answer anything and everything. Until next time, guys, I will see you later. Bye.
You stupid faggot ghost!